Cześć, tu Wiola. Uczymy się angielskiego poprzez naturalną konwersację i słuchanie. Jeśli chcielibyście czytać w trakcie słuchania, zapraszam na stronę naturalnyangielski.com, gdzie znajdziecie transkrypcję oraz tłumaczenia wszystkich odcinków. Have you ever randomly heard an old song that immediately took you back to the time where you listened to it a lot? And it brought back good memories? Of course you have. We all have. There's something about music that is very emotional to us. Whether the song is just instrumental, meaning it has no words in it, or sung in a language we don't speak, it doesn't mean that we don't understand it. We hear music on the radio, on TV, in movies, and on social media. Music connects people and often makes us want more of it or makes us want to dive deeper to understand its meaning even more. And because lots of new music comes out of the English-speaking world, I thought we could have a little fun talking about this very popular topic. I have several core memories of my first year in America around 1998 and 1999. Those core memories are tied to music. I remember which cassettes I packed to bring with me on the plane to listen to on my little cassette player. I was a big Spice Girl fan back then. I also remember turning on the TV and seeing music videos for songs from American artists I had never heard of, like Jay-Z's Hard Knock Life or Lauryn Hill's Doo-Wop. So I would say that before I started learning English, I started learning American culture. I mention the Jay-Z song because every time I hear it, and I actually heard it today, I think back to that time, almost 28 years ago, and how catchy I thought the chorus was. In case you didn't know it, the chorus is sung by children, and it goes like this. It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life for us. Instead of treated, we get tricked. Instead of kisses, we get kicked. It's the hard knock life. Hard knock life in this context means a difficult life, a life full of intense struggle. Well, as soon as I started American school, I learned that that chorus is actually borrowed from a song from a very popular old American musical called Little Orphan Annie. The only story about an orphan I knew at that point was the Little Princess Sarah. Anyway, all the kids in my school were very familiar with the songs and characters from this production because they've seen the Little Orphan Annie musical and the movie as young children. So this is how my catching up to my American peers first started. To understand the references, I had to learn on my own because my parents had no way of knowing these things. I had to learn about the culture through music. The good thing about moving to America at such a young age was that when new artists would come out with new music, I would be learning about them in real time with everyone else, which meant that I quickly became part of that culture. Anyway, enough about me, maybe. Let's talk about music. First thing that comes to mind when I think of the word music is playing instruments. To continue with the theme of early memories tied to music, I'm going to tell you one more quick little story. So, once I started school in America, I remember learning that all American schools have a band, and any student can play an instrument in the school band. I thought this was pretty cool because my Polish school didn't have a band. The band is like an orchestra, but an orchestra is usually bigger and has more string instruments like violins and cellos. An orchestra also usually plays only classical music, while a band plays more contemporary type of music. I remember learning Eye of the Tiger by Survivor when I was in the school band, and since it is an American song, learning to play it helped me understand American culture better. So when I joined the band, I picked the flute, because the most popular instruments in the band were the flute, the clarinet, and the trumpet. The flute felt very soft and feminine, so I decided to go with it. My parents had to purchase the flute, and if you're wondering how a poor immigrant family had money for an instrument that cost $500 or more, we didn't. I think my parents made monthly payments for that thing for years and years. I did play in the band for about 4 or 5 years, so I think we got our money's worth. I remember the band teacher, once in a while, asking me questions about what it's like to have to learn a new language and being amazed with how quickly kids can pick it up. I specifically remember him asking me, "But how do you learn about the meaning of words that don't come up every day? How and when do you learn about words like melody?" I know in this case, melody and melodia are pretty similar, but I understood his point. How can you possibly learn every word or phrase for just about any topic out there? What the teacher may not have realized was that during every band class, he was teaching me something new, even if he didn't know it. Today, I say you just have to immerse yourself in learning and not stop. You have to be dedicated. Of course, it's much easier to do if you move to another country. So my music education started by learning the basics. Sheet music is the written version of the music. When you're playing an instrument, you're reading sheet music to know which notes to play. On the sheet music, we always have 5 horizontal lines going across, where the notes are written, called the staff. There are also vertical lines, or bar lines, that organize music into shorter sections. Those sections are called measures, or bars. We count the beats within a bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are beats. Did you know that the Beatles, the rock band, are named after the insect, the beetle? But the play on words within the band's name is that it's spelled like the beat I was just talking about, a music beat. So the name has a double meaning, which was intentional. When I think of sheet music, I think of what's called a musical score. A score is the written version of each part of an orchestra. I'm telling you this because when you think of your favorite movie, you probably also think of the film score, which is the film's instrumental music. What do you think is considered the most popular film score? It's Star Wars. Moving on. When an artist or a band comes out with new songs, you'll usually hear them use common music vocabulary. I'll give you some examples. Let's say Taylor Swift is doing an interview to promote her new album. She would talk about the songs on that album, sometimes called tracks or records, that are going to be released as singles. She may talk about the songwriting process and her musical or artistic influences. Not every artist or singer writes their own songs. That's why I think they call themselves artists or entertainers. We know that usually one person creates the music or the beat, depending on the genre, and someone else writes the lyrics or the words. And music genres are used the same way in Polish and in English, so no explanation necessary here, but some examples are pop, rock, hip-hop, electronic, jazz, reggae. There's also R&B and country, which are very popular in America. Although some artists or songs under those two genres may see some popularity internationally, the majority of their listeners live only in certain areas of the States. So even though you may be familiar with some country artists, you would have to go to places like Texas to truly experience the cultural impact that that music has. So when do you usually listen to music? Do you listen while you drive? Do you listen while you study? Maybe you prefer music in the background when sitting at your desk at work. Sometimes I put on one of the playlists on Spotify under the focus category, and it helps my mind relax. But maybe you prefer silence. Peace and quiet is nice too. These days, I feel like I get so little time to listen to anything that I usually end up sticking to podcasts, so I can maybe learn something or hear an interesting conversation. Most of the time, choosing what to listen to will depend on your mood. Let's say you're going through a breakup. You may need to listen to some angry or sad breakup songs. If you're in a mood to work out, you'll want to listen to something that gets you pumped up and gives you energy. There's a song or a whole playlist for anything you're going through and any mood you're in. I feel like I packed a lot into this episode, but there's so much more we could cover about the music world. If you like this episode, let me know and I'll put together a part two. Thanks for listening. I hope you're staying warm out there. If you have any questions about this episode or any other episode, shoot me an email at viola@naturalnyangielski.com. And if you're enjoying the podcast, leave me a comment or a rating wherever you stream your podcasts. Until next time, pa pa!